You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
You go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh. We're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more brunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started.
Hey, live on a Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir. He's back. What's going on, man? Listen, I'm super excited to be back on the illest, coolest, coldest, dopest fitness podcast out. And listen, it's been a hell of a weekend. They at my neck still. But listen, it's cool because this is what I asked for when I put out the truth, man. It's just what happens. And we're going to talk about that later in the episode today, but hey, man, if it is your first time watching, I need you to do one thing. I need you to go ahead and hit the like button. You're probably wondering why you need to hit the like button for a ninja with a tank top that don't match the headphones, that don't match the couch, that don't match the pillows. Because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. I need the returners to hit the like button. And shout out to the Playback Gang, a.k.a. the PBG, the best PBG on YouTube. Shout out to that Playback Gang. Make sure y'all hit the like button because y'all the ones that keep the show going. And listen, man. Listen, bro. I'm just not sure why this whole concept of a trainer needing to be fit is ruffling so many feathers. But this just goes to show that in America, we got such low expectations for ourselves. If you set low expectations, you're not going to reach any type of goals. If you set low expectations, you're not going to level up. And I'm actively practicing this in my life too. Stop setting low expectations for yourself. If you're cool with being a fat trainer, you're going to stay a fat trainer. It's not because of hormones and whatever I'm trying not to cuss so early in the episode, but whatever excuse you have, it's not because of that. It's because that's the bar you set. You set the bar to be a fat trainer, so you're a fat trainer. It's as simple as that. You feel me? I've been running, but I haven't been running like that. I did 4 miles a day with an average of a 7-minute mile. That's not easy. But I can't get on here and talk all this ish. I can't be training clients. I can't be collecting their bread if I'm not holding myself accountable, man. It's a simple concept. And they keep saying I'm obsessed with fat people. No, it's not that I'm obsessed with fat people. It's the fact that I have people in my profession, and this is tainting the fitness industry. This is tainting the mindset of clients. I mean, it is what it is. We're going to talk about it later in the episode, man. But with all that being said, let's get in these comments. Let's check on the fam. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Had a good workout today. My shoulder felt fine during benching and overhead press. Just a slow climb back to where I need to be. Absolutely.
Excuse me.
Skip rope with a nice long walk. Now we live on a Sunday. Exactly. Seth, what up? Have I ever done weighted pull-ups? Of course. How many weighted pull-ups? How much weight we talking? It depends. What we talking? 45? We talking 90? We talking 25? It depends. What we talking? Wicked Scorpion and Marie on their honeymoon. Steph on a Sunday. Hey, Steph on a Sunday. Hey. Jennifer, what up? Coach Poe Fitness, what up? Runa, what up? Two extra wide backs gave me a sneak dirty look as they came out of the gas station as I was going in, looking all fine and fit. The hate is real. Means I done something right. Listen. They do the same thing to my mom. I believe it's the first time I've been on time for a live since you got a haircut. I leave for a week and my son went corporate. Hey, man, listen, bro. I had to, I like to switch it up, man. They must have been dusty. Yep. He wanted your digits. Quincy Nicole, what up? Young Malcolm, what up? PBG made the live. No, these were women, and I have a man who was fit also. Okay, how many body weight pull-ups have you done? That was my second question. Body weight, I could get about 30. 30, 35, somewhere around there before I start burning out. But with all that being said, let's get this episode started. Dom DeMarco, DeMarco. What we got first, man? We got the, listen. We starting the show a little bit different. But we started the show with this before.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Now, this is not fit. The video's not necessarily fitness related, but we're going to tie it to fitness and a certain community.
I'm not going
to
say what race, what people.
So let's check it out. Let's get this thing started, man. Let's have some fun today. And let's educate today.
Who is the beauty standard out of all the races?
Y'all don't want the conversation for real, or do y'all?
I want to know.
If we're talking about what the actual beauty...
Who is the beauty standard of all the races?
Beauty standard is, it's black women, but if we're talking about what...
Now, I don't have a problem with you saying the beauty standard is black women. Everyone is entitled to their opinion, okay? You can make a great case for black women being a beauty standard. No issues at all with that. But she can't say it.
Nope.
You can't say that. And there's a reason I'm bringing this up.
Society wants to portray it's going to be white women.
Okay. So is that why, like, black women wear, like, the wigs that are straight?
No. Black women are the beauty standard, and that's why white women are doing so much to look like black women.
There's another issue. Because you think you're the standard, you think everyone wants to be like you. And I love y'all ladies. I love my black women. But I'm telling you right now, nobody wants to be the 60% obesity rate demographic. Nobody wants to be that.
Let's get that first.
Do you think that maybe white women want to be black, but also black women maybe want to be white too?
No, not really.
Just because, like, white women, they do, like, the fillers and the BBLs and the skin tans. But black women do the hair that looks like theirs.
So...
She's stuttering. Caught her slipping.
It's just extensions.
What do you mean?
So it's like you're saying black women get hair just like theirs.
Yeah, the straight hair.
So, okay, is straight hair just for white people only?
No, so I mean like other races, like Asians, white people. Because when we look around, black women don't really grow straight hair like that.
That's not true, though.
But some of them do. It's a small...
All right. Well, we get the hang of it. I mean, we're not here to talk about that. But what I want to bring up is when you peel a layer back and you want to talk about obesity in the black community, you want to talk about obesity with black women, look at the mindset that comes with it, right? If you think that you are the standard and you're perfect and every woman wants to be like you, right? There's no need for you, or the mindset is there's no need for you to improve. There's no sense of urgency when it comes to improvement. There's no sense of urgency when it comes to getting healthier, right? And we let women like this say stuff. We let big back women like this say that they're the standard, and we don't check them for it. We don't tell them the truth. You know what I'm saying? If you're 300 pounds and you're 35, 40% body fat, you're not the standard. You're not the beauty standard, okay? And you're going to get canceled. They're going to try to cancel me for saying that, but it's the truth, okay? Dudes are not going crazy for you, and if they are, they're low-quality dusties, and that's the truth about it. All right, we got to stop this mindset, okay? And we got to be honest with our women, all right? Whether it hurts their feelings, they might call you gay, They might call you they might call you DL. They might say you're not a real man. They might say you don't like women. They whatever insult that comes with it, that's just what comes with it. They might say you don't like black women, even though that in itself is disrespectful to black women, right? So we got to be honest, man. And when we start being honest, that's when we're going to see more improvement from the women in our community. And ladies, y'all got to be honest with y'all women as well, because these are your friends, these are your sisters, right? And women tend to lie to their friends. Women tend to lie to their friends. Go to a woman, ask her about her friend group. She's like, oh, my friends are, oh, yeah, all my friends are great. You know, she got a PhD like Marie.
I'm a PhD.
She got a PhD like Marie. Oh, my bad. Oh, not that button. Like, damn it. She got a PhD like Marie. But they're going to tell you everything great about them. They're not going to tell you their flaws. And that's how women approach their friends group more than like their friend groups more than likely as well. They're going to tell them how great they are and tell them you're fine the way you are. A real man is going to want you. So listen, this is what leads to the obesity rate with black women in the community. That's just part of it. We're going to talk about it more. We got more of it coming up. But hey, I'm not here to spread hate. I'm just here to tell the truth. And sometimes the truth sounds like hate, and it ain't a debate. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Now, let me know if you want a reaction to that. Now, I might get canceled, but let me know if you want a reaction to that. Let me know, man. Where we at in these comments, bro? I think a lot of people are torn between the body positivity talk that's kind of played out now and the fact that a lot of people want to be thin, hence the rise of GLP-1s. Exactly. Oh, she a PhD. Yeah, yeah. You heard her say she a PhD.
I'm a PhD.
Marie, she in your class?
I'm a PhD.
Is she in Marie class?
I'm a PhD.
She shouldn't be giving her opinion if she looks like a hippo with a mop for a wig. Soon as she say her opinion, get your opinion out of here. Get out of here. The thing is, on the female side, Asian women are actually the most desired on online dating, while black women are the least desired. If you want to go deeper, white guys are the most desired. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's a fitness podcast. I think everybody should focus on who wants them. Let's put it like that. You know, focus on who wants you, all right? Asian guys are the least desired. Focus on who wants you. Sis, I recommend less talking and more walking. Facts. Also, she's wearing a fitted sheet. She wearing a picnic cloth. She wearing a windows curtain. She wearing a, would I say picnic cloth? Tablecloth. Picnic table. I say picnic tablecloth. Dining tablecloth. A black woman with straight hair that isn't weave is sexy to me. Oh, man, here you go. Mind you, other men are building first world countries, going to space, creating artificial intelligence, running global economies, and this black man's contribution to the human species. You're absolutely right. It's men doing that, and it's men out here changing lives every day, keeping people healthy. When your fat ass is asleep at night, Marie, I'm up helping black women. When your fat ass is sleeping, I'm helping my 12-year-old Hooper, who's homeschooled. I'm helping black men when your ass is asleep. I'm on the internet putting out content every day, putting a message out here. I'm working on another business right now to help more creators, probably more black creators, because that's who appeals to me. So you can put that shit out. You can talk that shit, Marie. I'm out here living it. What your ass doing? Not even showing yourself online. I'm out here showing my image and likeness. You know who I am. You could Google me. You could Google me. You could Google me for what I did before training, during training. I'm out here. What are you contributing to society? Huh? Encouraging trainers to stay fat with bitch-ass James Coppola and that other bitch-ass nail polish trainer with fangs for teeth? What kind of demonic shit is that? That's who you rocking with? So don't come on here telling me I ain't contributing shit to society. And we're going to talk about the risk factors of fat later when we talk about dad bods and shit. We're going to talk about that. I'm trying to prevent that. But what you preventing? You ain't preventing shit. You preventing common sense out here. That's why the world out of control. Because we let motherfuckers get on the internet like you have a voice. And we really need to cancel y'all pages. But anyway, keep encouraging people to be in fact. Keep following them. Yeah. Marie, this ain't the page for you. No one wants to be a whale like her. What is she thinking? And the well-builts don't want to be well-built. The well-builts don't want to be well-built. Let's get that together. Only dusty black boys and dusty Hispanics go crazy for fat women. Questioning women about synthetic hair on the street. I mean, I'm that's not what we're here for. That's not what I'm talking about. So I don't even know why you're bringing that up. We're here for fitness. They will leave you in a... What? Coach Pope Fitness laughing. In her case, Shrek's wife must be the standard because that's clearly what she's aspiring to be. Absolutely. Devani DX, what's going on? Marie just tapped in. Yeah, Marie tapped in. She about to get off the podcast. Marie changed her profile name because she's getting a JD, which is pretty much a PhD.
I'm a PhD.
She getting a PhD with Marie? The slap button. Yeah, Marie, every time Marie typed, this is what I hear. Get that bullshit out of here. Marie James Coppola, the trainer with the fingernail polish, the British trainer I had to address in it. All of y'all, fuck out of here. Thankfully, my friends don't let me live in DeLulu, and we hold each other accountable, especially if we look like we're slipping. And that's what friends supposed to do. That's what friends supposed to do. Golden Ram, what's going on, bruh?
Let him cook.
What's going on, bruh? Wait for staying positive. See Marty Fit. I'm walking. Appreciate you, dog. Casso TV. Parachute. Parachute sheet wearing that. I meant desired as in what people said through online surveys. Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Brown Baldy was good. You are helping this Indian guy, too. Yeah, man. Hey, listen, bro. Listen. I help who wants to be helped. If you don't want the help, stay the same. If you don't want the help, put a cartoon for your profile picture. You don't want help if you're doing that. You don't want nobody to see you. What baddie with a bomb body ain't showing her face? What baddie with a bomb body ain't showing her image and likeness on online?
Nope.
That's all I got to say. Ain't met a baddie who ain't want to show it on the Instagram.
Nope.
Ain't met a baddie who ain't want to show it on the YouTube.
Nope.
And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. I think Maria is fit, but she likes to keep other women big so they won't take her Puerto Rican man. I guess being at a healthy weight means nothing for black women to Marie. Nope. The trainer with the fangs, someone needs to call Blade on his vampire ass. Yeah, I'm going to be honest, yo. When you got to look at who is going against you, bro. None of these men that are going at me are men I respect or men I want to be like. None of these men ain't play no sport. They ain't got no scholarships. They ain't in the field every day helping people in real life. They might be an online trainer, but I'm in the field in real life. They don't get no chicks. Never mind, I was about to say something crazy. I can't go there. Common sense ain't so common. Absolutely not. Well-built is crazy. What did I miss? I'm late. Shy, you missed a lot. Marie's either a mud duck or a beluga whale for sure, man. And let's keep this thing going, man. Here we got another reason why our black women.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Stay big. And I'm going to tell you, ladies, why you need to ignore bullshit like this when it happens. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy. And if you're new, please subscribe.
I'd like to know you beautiful as hell.
Oh, thank
I like
you.
My big girls. My name is James. What's your name?
My name is Willow.
What's up? This for her, though.
He said, I want you to know you're beautiful as hell, and I like my big girls. Okay. Now, the fact that he said, I like my big girls, it's clear that it's a fetish. It's clear that he's more than likely, ladies, he's just thinking about sex. He's just thinking about sex. He didn't say nothing about her personality. He ain't say nothing about her intellect. And I promise you, he's not looking for that. He's thinking about big back buns.
Nope.
And the fact that he's recording this and posting it, ladies, don't think that it's dudes out here who I mean, there are dudes out here. Let me take that back. But he's clearly doing it as a joke. He's clearly doing this to post online to get engagement. So he doesn't respect you and the fact that you are well-built. Elephant-built. He clearly doesn't respect it.
What's up?
My name is Willow.
I can get your number before I go?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but say, come on, man. Shit, man, I want that.
I want that.
Man. I like my girls. I like my girls big and beautiful, man. Oh, God.
If Lori Harvey walked through, he ain't going to be thinking about her big ass. And that's facts. Facts. If Rihanna walked through, Beyonce, Ciara, the singer Tyler, Timbs, if they walk through, he's not thinking about her. I put that on everything.
It's your birthday too?
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday, queen. I'm going to hit you up. Text me back. Oh, God.
And listen,
brother, this guy stinks.
And nothing against that chick, you know. I feel bad because she's walking away with an ego boost, and he playing around with her. So, ladies, be careful not to fall into that trap, because a lot of dudes will do that to you, and they don't even really want you for real. They really just trying to hit. They really just trying to catch some BBW buns and have fun. I mean, unless that's what you into. Unless some women who's cool with that, you know, but it's a lot of women who ain't on that type of time. They end up getting their heart broke and think it's okay to stay fat when that's the reality. So, and it's not a lot of men that's going to tell you this. It's not a lot of men that got the balls to tell you this. I know I'm the bad guy. I know they're going to say I hate black women. I'm misogynist. Fat phobic, whatever the fuck. Listen, this is the truth. And the truth ain't supposed to feel good. The truth ain't supposed to feel good. So it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying. They don't get no hoes. That's kind of where I was going, but I was going to say something crazier. I hear his voice and I'm not going to say what race. You already know, man.
You know. Black people.
No, that's a whole herd of big backs on the street. It is a herd. Any guy who uses the word Riz ain't getting laid like that. I refuse to believe dudes who use that in their videos are actually getting some. Great observation. Guys like him got their ego as high as their cholesterol. Oh, wow. I hate that word so much. This ninja thirst level is on 9,000. Stop simping. Yeah, we're gonna talk about simps. I bet his girlfriend is fit, probably. A big back named Willow. Diabetes looks good on you, baby. F them skinny chicks, literally. He a real vulture. I think I said on live a few weeks ago that when dudes be taking down chick after chick, they're usually big joints. So what I'm saying. All those cameras around cringe, absolutely. I've heard white dudes trolling fat women like that at colleges to make their friends laugh. I've seen it. I went to school with white dudes. They do that shit. They do that shit to laugh, bro. They do that shit. Yeah, even if we make big back jokes, niggas are corny for playing around with them like that. Absolutely. Those dudes would get with a fat woman in their bed, then a bunch of their friends will come out like Chris Hansen did and laugh at that woman. Crazy. Wicked Scorpion, unk status. So, of course, he doesn't like Riz. Coach Bo Fitness laughing. Hey, man, let's keep this episode going. I'm killing y'all. Killing y'all, man. What we got next? We're out the black community. We are coming back to the black community, but let's take a step out of the black community. Let's go to the Jenny community.
How dare you?
We got a BBW complaining about her interactions at the gym. I think you'll like this one. Let's check it out.
Thing I really hate about working out is all the skinny people looking at me like you're doing.
So you're mad that fit people are in the gym giving you a thumbs up.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
They say people in the gym are stuck up. They're mean. They're mean to fat people. They laugh at them. So fat people feel uncomfortable going to the gym. Yet you have a woman here who's going to the gym and fit people are acknowledging her presence, giving her affirmation, telling her good job, and she got a problem with it.
Amazing, sweetie. Like I'm a Make-A-Wish kid or something. No one asked you. I don't need a pep talk at all. No, ma'am. And like the number of fist bumps I get after I did a rep of something.
So you're mad at thumbs up and fist bumps. I'm sorry that there's a positive gym community out here. I'm sorry that people are going against the gym myths that fit people are assholes and encouraging you. Fit people, fist bump, fit people in the gym. Fit people give thumbs up to fit people in the gym. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? I mean, damn, listen, the world has gotten so soft. The victim mentality has turned people into professional victim hunters. You looking for a reason to be a victim. Racist. Fat shame. Homophobic. They hate black men. What the hell is wrong with y'all, man?
Something, oh my God. I'm vibing out, listening to Whitney Houston or whatever's in my headphones, and I just see like... and they're like, you're doing so great. Like, I just had to come over and say.
So if they come over and tell you you got a sweaty ass big back, you gonna be online bitching. If they tell you your elephant ass is doing a terrible job in there, you're going to be on the internet bitching. But this is really how the gym is. People are encouraging. There are great gym environments out there. What else do you want? What's the alternative? So you don't want people to say shit to you. Because now, if people go in the gym and don't say shit to you, you're going to say they fat phobic because they won't speak to you because you fat. So, I mean, this shit makes no sense to me.
Thanks? I don't care. I don't care what you think, bitch.
Okay, now you're using a B word. And see, look. Stinks! I'm going to keep it 100, bro. This is why when I do my content, I have no mercy. Because now you calling people the B word for showing you respect. Now you calling the people the B word for showing you respect. And that's the problem, man. That's why nobody cares about y'all fat asses and feels bad for y'all. Nobody's going to feel bad for you. And that's why when fat people end up getting fit and they're no longer fat, a lot of them don't have sympathy for y'all. Because y'all do the shit to yourselves. You eat yourself to fatness. You sit down, live a sedentary lifestyle until you get fat. You drink till you get fat. And then you want somebody to have some sympathy for you. You want somebody to have sympathy who was probably in your shoes one day. They feel your pain. They're sympathetic. Now they want to show you some love, and you got a problem with showing love. America is cooked. Gym culture is cooked. And that's why I'm killing y'all today, and that's why I do what I do, man. Bro, it's cooked out here. It's cooked out here. I mean, like, bro, it's crazy. Let's be real. Not every woman a guy is going to smash is always going to be a hot chick in his eyes. There's going to be some women in there that are not your type. But that's what I'm saying. The big girl could end up being not his type, even though he's telling you that you are. Low-key ladies need to listen to the dudes who tell them to lose weight. Real ninjas know obesity attracts the F-boys. That's how good women who just have a weight problem get played and ran through, yep. I'd be happy to see big backs in the gym. And we show them love, bro. That's just what we do, bro. We show everybody love. That's a good gym. That's the sign of a great gym atmosphere. Crazy. Her face giving me a headache. That's crazy. That's fat phobic. Big girl wouldn't ever be a blip on my radar, so she doesn't have to worry about me giving her a thumbs up unless she wants to pay me to train her. You can't please those people. You give encouragement, you're wrong. Bet she'll sing a different tune if she went to a C.T. Fletcher type gym. Yep. And people don't realize that. She complains too much about people supporting her fitness journey. Would she feel better if they body shamed her or call her a red cow? I guess so. She got to sweat some more of that obese rage out. So she wanted them to talk about her so badly so she wouldn't have to go back. And that would be her excuse. I can't go to the gym. I can't go to the gym. They're too mean. They're fat shaming. I don't mind encouragement at the gym, but some dudes talk way too much after you acknowledge them. Like, bro, you're doing too much talking and training. Don't you have friends or family outside? Yeah, I mean, it happens, bro. It happens. I'd rather that than people be acting like dickheads in there. But you're absolutely right on that part. She's unreal. She pissed me off. I was 90 pounds fatter. I would have loved if someone gave me a few fist bumps years back. See? You're not going to find that type of treatment in every gym. That's actually a very special gym. She's losing her mind. She might get a reaction. She might get a reaction. To be honest, the gym is where you meet the most friendliest people. I still get hype getting those type of reactions. Exactly. Hi, Playback Gang again. Nice shift for the next 10 days. Continue doing the good work, Chris. I wish I could show some of the patience your podcast. Hey, I appreciate you, Mind. Go do your thing. Keep cooking. A lot of big backs aren't nice people. That's why these jokes will always fly. Big Becky is finding an insult and compliments and positive reinforcement. Crazy. Insane. So many things could have been prevented if they changed their lifestyle, but I'm just a student and I'm just trying to pass and graduate. You absolutely right. She'll be online crying on TikTok. They was talking about her and saying she's never going back. Yep. Bitch wasn't called for. She must have been at a recreational gym. Salute Golden Ram. Yeah, Golden Ram doing his thing, man. Big salute to him, man. Let's keep this thing going. We got this dude here, man. And we got to talk to the fellas, man. We got a lot of soft fellas. We got a lot of soft black men out here. And this guy's going to explain why he no longer wants to go to family functions. And let's check it out.
God.
Hey.
You got me.
So these voices are supposed to be the family members when the girl walks into the family reunion or cookout or, you know, family get together.
Gotta eat everything you see. You know that, right? Big, big whale. Big, big hippo.
Hey, yo.
You just got big. No, you just blew up, didn't you? You depressed? You pregnant? Hey, yo. You pregnant?
Gotta be.
Family will literally do this and then wonder why you don't go to the family events anymore.
Before he continues, that's fucking solved.
Nope.
That's fucking solved. Listen, if you gain weight, people are going to notice it. Some people won't say anything, but there are people who are going to notice it and they're going to say something. If you don't like it, don't gain weight or get rid of the weight that you gained if you don't want people to point it out. But your family is your family. They're supposed to tell you the truth. So that's fucking solved.
Because I'm tired of being criticized and I don't want to hear that. I'm 160 pounds, okay?
Stop the cap.
That's not even, you know, look, I'm 160 pounds. My upper body needs a little work, right?
It do need some work.
But we finna get right. But I'm telling you, man, family members can look at you and make a statement.
Look like you about to cry.
Turn around and say the same thing, and now it's offensive. I'm pretty sure that person looked in the mirror and know they gained a few pounds. So why do you have to keep reminding them?
A lot of people don't know they gained a few pounds. Or if they do know that they gained a few pounds, they're being lied to and saying and being told that it's okay. And they're not going to lose the weight and have no intention on losing the weight. So this is just the reality.
About it. I've never, ever went up to a family member and made this type of comment. Or let's say a family member lost their leg and I'll be like, oh my God, bro, what happened to your leg? Oh,
awful comparison.
That's so rude.
Awful just comparison.
Go on about your day.
Awful comparison. Awful comparison.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
You can control your weight. That family member can't control the incident where their leg was cut off. That's a terrible comparison. I don't know what's wrong with people, but that's the problem in America. We don't want to be honest with people. Well, we don't want people to be honest with us, I should say. And we get so offensive. And again, victim mentality, victim mindset. Like, I'm sorry, as a grown man, you wear tampons at this point if you act like that. As a grown man, you have a period if you act like that.
Nope.
I'm just being real, bro. I'm just being real. It's one thing for the women to act like that. That's the whole another topic for another day. Grown men, I'm never going to accept that shit. I'm never going to have grace for a grown man acting like that. So it is what it is, man. And he's probably a simp. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Word going around, a lot of people who lost weight are just giving people the encouragement they wish that they would have gotten. Absolutely. What's up? What's up, sucking at games? LMAO. I bet those smell like a BBW. Okay, those dreads. All right. 160 pounds, he must be 54. He ain't Exactly. He ain't 160.
Stop the cap.
He ain't 160. I'll go there. She might be getting attention from men thinking they're mocking her. She doesn't feel attractive, so she wants to remain invisible. Ah, maybe that's it. He sounds super simpy. My mom and I are visiting family next month that we haven't seen in years, and I told her let's make sure we maintain our weight so they can't say anything. That's what family does, bro. 5'4". Oh, 5'4". You 54, 5'4". He deserves a slap for that weak-ass comparison. He deserves a couple buns, but we can start with the slap. And he deserves...
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And he deserves...
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And he deserves...
Shut up, bitch!
He deserves all of those. Because that right there was awful. That was terrible, man. Hey, let's keep this thing going. I'm killing y'all.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
We're going to talk about dad bods, man. Let's have this dad bod talk.
A dad bod to be the archetype of masculinity. They want the dad bod to be the archetype of what a real man look like.
And it literally represents the complete opposite of a man.
And it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I don't care how many ads you guys run. I don't care how many commercials you guys run. Is never going to be in style. Nobody's trying to be a dumpy ass, fat titty ass man.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to watch Netflix and hear you breathing.
Facts. Yeah.
Real talk. Your heart rate through the fucking roof. Beanbag built ass. Nobody wants to look at that.
Hey.
But they want to encourage everybody else to because it's hard to work out. Oh, working out hurts. Oh, it's much easier to just eat cake and ice cream and watch Netflix and watch Love Island.
Bars, man. All bars. Shout out to my guy Mac, man. Shout out to my guy Mac. But it's there's so much propaganda to encourage you to keep the dad bod or get the dad bod, right? And we don't even talk about the increased risk of chronic disease, visceral fat, how common belly fat is when it comes to dad bods, and this is more dangerous than subcutaneous fat because it surrounds your internal organs, and type 2 diabetes, we always talk about high blood pressure, heart disease. And this is what the dad bod leads to. Why are they telling you to keep this shit if that's what it leads to? And that being a sign of masculinity, because a real man has a dad bod, and all this excess fat is doing is lowering your testosterone levels. That's all it's doing. Low testosterone production ass ninjas. That's all it is, man. So low testosterone, lower muscle mass, decreased energy, increased body fat, and reduce your sex drive. That's why you mad that she going to see the personal trainer.
Nope.
You mad your girl going to see the personal trainer. That's it. But yeah, man, we can't keep encouraging this shit. And like I said earlier, you have low expectations for yourself, you're going to have a low expectation ass body. Nobody dialed in on their nutrition, dialed in on the weight training, dialed in on cardio, water intake, stayed consistent with it, made it a priority in their life, and came out with a dad bod.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
It doesn't happen. It does not happen. So, fellas, get your shit together. They say, I mean, this is controversial. They say women have an excuse to be fat, which I disagree with, but there's absolutely no excuse for us. We don't have kids. We don't have periods. We don't have fucking hormone imbalances like women. The list goes on, okay? I still think that's bullshit for women. But fellas, tighten the fuck up. And guess what? All the motherfucking men that's bitching towards me, probably except the British dude, but he, I don't know, that's... There's always an outlier. But all the guys coming at me have low testosterone. And they built like they have low testosterone. All the guys trolling me are low testosterone dudes. So that's who you align with that fucking dad bod. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got it.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
Where we at, man? Middle-aged black women don't care what they say. A lot of the body positivity talk people put out to the world is because they can't check auntie and them at the family reunion. Yep. Beanbag built ass. AC Marty, he must be watching you. Yeah, that's that's one of my guys. He actually wanted to get on the podcast. He He thinks he's not comfortable with podcasting enough yet to get on here. So I told him, man, take your time, man. But that's one of my homies from when I was out in L.A., we was training at the same gym. Zoomer, what's good? W, appreciate that, bro. But who are promoting dad bods? Narcissistic, insecure women or greedy businessmen? Yep. And some of those greedy businessmen are the trainers that are going against me. They literally just want your money. There's no way a trainer, a physical trainer, a professional, is going to push you to get great results with some of those weak-ass mindsets. And they don't even have high expectations for themselves. They want the bulking figure as a dad body, but they'll get the guy with the beer belly, small D, and sagging breasts, leaking cooking oil, smelling like chunk funk. Can't be slacking on that cardio, man. The excuse they use to hold fat is the layer that protects the womb. Okay, yeah. The problem is every woman has it. So if skinny women have it, you can lose the weight. Folks always say you're trying to change me when you mention their health, man. Shit getting crazy out here, man. Let's keep it going. What we got next, man? And make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Please hit the like button. And real quick plug, man. Hey, let's bunch us more crunches. Cop some gear. I know you can't see this, but this is the charcoal tank, man. Please support your boy. We put a lot into the show. Please support, man. Please support. Where we at? Oh, we got this guy coping with his lack of progress on his physique, and he's been lifting for 10 years. Let's check it out.
Don't stress about what you look like. This is my body after almost 10 years of training. No one ever asks if I work out because they already know that I do. I have a little bit of fluff on the frame, but not so much to where I'm overweight. I still have a little bit of vascularity. I have good muscle size. I fill out clothes.
So this guy says he's been lifting for 10 years.
And this is more comfortable to lay next to as a partner. And so if this is the trade-off of being...
And he said because his body isn't super jacked or doesn't look like he's been lifting for 10 years, he's more comfortable for his partner to lay next to. He's more comfortable for his partner to lay next
to. Able to go out and eat with my friends, my family, enjoy life. And the trade-off is other dudes aren't going to say how shredded my abs are. I'm okay with that. And you should be too.
So I'm like just super stoked for you that, you know, you're happy with your body. That takes a lot. I'm not exactly happy with my body all the time. But this is cope. This is medical grade cope.
Definitely.
Like, cope. You just don't look good. I guess, like, if you're going to compare yourself to the average person, then yeah, anybody that's not obese would look good because the average person is just extremely unhealthy and overweight.
Exactly.
But we don't really do that, right? The people that work out don't want to compare themselves to average people. They want to compare themselves to people that work out, right?
Facts.
So, in that.
That's another thing, too. If you've been in a gym for so long, I'm just being honest, man. You could call me shallow or whatever, but you should not be comparing yourself to average motherfuckers walking down the street who don't even currently have a gym membership. That's not who you should be comparing yourself to. That's not the competition, man.
That scenario, you don't look good. Now, to say that that's because you still enjoy eating out with your friends, you still enjoy eating out with your family, that is the part that's cope. Because you look bad because you don't work hard, right?
That's it.
You're not disciplined. You're not dedicated.
And people go to the gym to check a box, and they're not really doing shit in there. You might be doing some half-assed workouts. You might not be pushing yourself. You might not be doing progressive overload, you know, if we're being honest. So, and if you want to go to check a box, that's fine. But don't sit here and make excuses and act like you're really getting it in and your body just won't change because you want to be a better cuddle buddy for your partner. We know what that is.
Bullshit.
You can still go out to eat with your friends and family and look really good.
Absolutely.
I still go out to eat with my friends and family all the time. I go out to eat with my girlfriend every single week, right? I have clients that are married that want to go out to eat. They have a date night with their wife every single week.
Yep.
Right? We can still do these things that we enjoy and work hard and look really good.
Yep.
The client transformation that I posted this morning, he is married. He has a wife. He still gets to enjoy doing things with her and make immaculate progress. All this stuff just has to be calculated. It takes a little bit of extra mental power. A little extra.
Definitely takes some strategy. Takes a little bit of education, a little bit of strategy, but it can work. It can work.
A little extra brain power, right? You have to care a little bit more. But to say that you look like this because you just go out to eat with your friends, it's cool. It's ridiculous. You look like that because you don't work hard. Right?
To let him know.
Like, he doesn't even look like he lives. He's like, well, everybody already knows that I work out. Really?
Yeah, I can't tell.
No, they don't. 10 years, too. 10 years. Wow. I've been working out for like 4 now. That's rough, buddy.
Hey, shout out to him for telling the truth. And we need more fitness creators telling the truth and stop pandering. Yeah, if you're gonna put that out there that you've been lifting for 10 years and make excuses for why your body looks like that, just tell the truth. Hey, man, you know, I really don't push myself in the gym, man. I've been lifting the same weights for 10 years. You know, I honestly, you know, I just want to have a routine. You know, I just don't want to get fat. But don't sit here and try to cope and make those bullshit excuses, man. It is what it is. You know, I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Where we at, man? If you got a hard time walking on the treadmill, then yeah, you got to do more cardio. Isn't it funny that the excuses people use to quit drinking or smoking cigarettes are the same ones they use when you tell them to lose weight? What has he been lifting? He been lifting them SpongeBob weights. He been lifting, you know, the SpongeBob weights when he was with Larry the Lobster and he put the stuffed animals on the bar? Ass ninja. Someone needs to tell him his girl don't love him. Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
It's crazy, yo. Don't make sense. I don't even work abs like that. Am I no more visible than his? Talk your ish. He needs to put his pride aside and get a trainer. Yep. He was doing the 3-minute dad bod exercise. He been lifting Wendy's and Burger King.
It's Wendy's.
And Burger
it's
King.
Burger King.
He been lifting a fork filled with pasta at the buffet. And he been lifting cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
All facts, man. Let's get to the next video. We got, why are you fat as a man? This was a trend on TikTok. And we had a couple guys respond to it. I should have responded to it, but I was too busy making reaction videos. But I should have done this one. But it's all good. We here now.
And as a man, why you fat?
Mm. This is a great question. Honestly, something we do not talk about enough as men. Being fat is not just about looks. It is a silent tax on your testosterone, your focus, your energy, your confidence, your lifespan. Your body is a billboard for discipline. Your kids see it. Mm-hmm. Your lady sees it. Your teammates at work see it. Mm-hmm. If you cannot lead yourself with a plate of food and a 45-minute workout, how can anyone trust you to lead them anywhere else?
Yep.
Let's have the conversation. God bless y'all. Have an amazing day.
All facts, man. Listen, everybody sees it, man. People will make you feel comfortable about it. People will hype you up about it and say you a real man because you're taking care of business in business or at work. But everybody sees it, and this is the real. This is the real, fellas. I'm a man, so I'm always tell the men the truth. Not that I'm a lie to the ladies. But nobody respects that, man. Nobody respects that. You can listen to people lie to you, but nobody respects that like they'll respect you with a fit body. It's the truth. Ask anybody who was a heavyset guy, and they got chopped up, and they got lean and shredded. Way different treatment, man. So you can make all the excuses you want. You know, another thing guys do is they'll be like, well, what about the women? The women fat. We're not talking about the women. We're talking about your fat ass. One of the most bitch things a guy can do is when being addressed on his issues and what he can improve on, and he wants to bring up women. That's some hoe ass shit. That's some punk ass shit, fellas. Don't do that. The same as black people. They went, what about white people? That's not what we're talking about right now. That ain't what we're talking about. All right? And you bring up fat trainers. What about steroids? That ain't what we're talking about. What about BBLs?
Nope.
That ain't what we're talking about. So, fellas, don't do that shit. Get it together. You got help here. You know, it's a lot of great trainers out here. Shit, if you're watching, you need a trainer, come holler at me. There's a lot of great trainers out here. If you don't want to pay a trainer, guess what? You can get on YouTube and find somebody for free. The info's out here, and it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. If we put together his combined length of time lifting, it would probably equal 9 months. Facts. All he got to do is say he wants to maintain his weight. That's it. Don't give lame excuses. It's not only looking the part, it's also being able to perform, being able to protect yourself and your family. Can't do that with low stamina and low muscle endurance. Absolutely, man. ChatGPT gave free exercise plan. Yep, they really do. It's all facts. And we got this girl here. She's going to talk about the reality of building a physique. And a lot of people think that if they eat too much, they're going to get bulky. But the reality is, if you want to build muscle, you got to eat. And it's something I, you know, hey, I got to tell myself that you better eat. Don't be bitching about your muscles not growing. If you ain't eating, how you supposed to eat? Let's check it out.
I love your physique, but I don't want to get too bulky. Oh, you couldn't, because you don't eat enough. You think that Starbucks is breakfast. You think because you discovered the ratio of protein yogurt with 25 grams of protein that you're doing something. Man. Maybe the amount of protein I eat in a week, you eat in a month. There's no way that you can put on size without nutrition. You simply are not eating enough for this irrational fear that you have of being bulky. That's just number one. And I want to throw in a little 1.5. There has never been a person who told me that they didn't want to get too bulky that has a physique that I desire. I don't want to look like you either.
Big facts.
So at least now that we're on the same page about that. And number two, you're not lifting heavy enough. You've been lifting with them same 10 pounds for bicep curls for about 6 months, baby. It's time to at least go up to 15 pound curls, 15 pound lateral raises, something. You're not lifting heavy enough, and you're not eating enough, and you're not consistent.
Big facts. And it's uncomfortable to increase the amount of calories you need to build muscle. If you need to get 150 grams a day, you know, 175 grams a day, 200 grams a day. It's tough, especially when you're not used to eating a lot of protein. It's fucking tough, and you're going to feel like you're getting fat, but that's not the food that makes you fat.
Enough to put on any type of bulk. Like seriously, like, and also, do you think this is accidental? Baby, I did it on purpose. I love it over here. I love it over here.
And another gem for y'all, it's harder to build muscle than it is to lose fat. It's harder to build muscle than it is to lose fat.
Here, I get that some of you want to put on size, but if you want to put on size without eating more and training heavier, you're irrational, a little Facts. Delusional. And you might just be that anyway, because I seen your ex, you know. But anyway, the point is that if you want to put on a bit of size, you're going to have to eat in a surplus. You're going to have to train heavier. You're going to have to be consistent and stick to the same split. Okay? All right. Let's get active.
Shout out to her, man. Dom DeMarco, Marco. All facts. You got. If you want to put on muscle, you got to eat more, and you're going to have to lift heavier. And then the guy in the video before this, he's probably not increasing his calories, increasing his protein intake. He's probably not lifting heavier. He's probably lifting the same amount of weight that he was lifting 10 years ago. And even for myself, I got to have reality checks with myself. Like, bro, you know, you're too close to what you was lifting 5 years ago. Not that I'm not stronger, but like, you know, I might be like, I'm not about to do that. Well, I'm like, bro, you real close to what you was doing 5 years ago. Step your shit up. Step it up. You eat, I tell myself this too. You eating like a little bitch. You eating like a little bird. All right. You got to get your protein in, bro. But that's just the reality of it, man. So, and I'm in the process of putting on more muscle now. You know, I'm probably, you know, I'm like, your boy like 205 now, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, you dig what I'm saying? I'm trying for the little muscle on that cut. Gonna be crazy. So just know I'm putting in the work while I'm on here preaching. But hey, man, it is what it is. You know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. Dom DeMarco, Marco. The British guy, ridiculous. He is fit as hell and knows he wouldn't be paid a fraction if he looked like a pile of fish and chips. And that's what I'm saying, bro. These guys advocating for fat trainers and wouldn't dare get fat. They wouldn't dare get fat. They would lose their mind if they gained weight. Come on, man. That's part of your brand. You just, that dude, that British guy has over 500K followers. So his physique literally built his brand. I want to get there one day. That's why I'm trying to improve my physique, because I know if I improve my physique, I can grow as a creator and I can help more people. But that's literally part of his brand. That is just straight up cap.
Stop the cap.
And straight up bullshit.
Bullshit?
And he's not that guy.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Can you?
Absolutely.
You want something, all right? Huge amounts of fat. Y'all see how many calories in them Starbucks products. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. She definitely must be a trainer or coach if you already said that. I'm in and out of the chat, so I can't hear everything. I think she's definitely a coach. X called several strays somewhere, prayed for him. He was just minding his business. That's all I'm saying. How old were you when you started your fitness journey? Well, I mean, I've always like lifted and done stuff. I started lifting in like eighth grade. Lifted in high school, but it was on and off because our program wasn't, you know, really good when I played basketball in high school. Lifted all through college, you know, but it was different as a hooper. You know, you spend all your time running and during the season, you pretty much lose everything you built in the off season, unless you had a really good program, which I was at mid-major program. So we weren't weren't as strict with the weightlifting as some high major programs, but I've been lifting for years, man. But when it comes to like grown man lifting weights, I started at 23. I'm 32 now. So, and that's been ups and downs, you know. That's been, you know, I've gained muscle, you know, went through some depression in the pandemic, lost it all, you know, built it back up. You know, I've been up and down, but I'm back in the process now where I'm trying to get back to that Husky Marty. Y'all going to see Husky Marty again soon. Yeah. If you peep the Instagram. If you peep my workouts on Instagram, I'm back in. If you peep the YouTube vlogs, you see me goblet squatting with the 120s. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting back to it. Free plug for Nutri-Meal plans. This stuff is good. Thanks, Chris, for putting me on. Absolutely, man. Nutri-Meal plans. Nutri-Meal plans. Discount code CMartyFit50 on your first order. 50% off. Got to increase that weight, man. Can't stay the same. When I did go past my rep form the previous week, your boy was, I think you meant got mad. Seems like a lot of strength coaches for high school suck. Yes. Runa, they are yummy, and I get all my macros. I subscribe to them too. Appreciate you, Jennifer. I started at 17, stopped at 19, and started again at 22. I want to get that 405 bench press before my 40. Shout out to you. Been watching the vlogs, liking them joints. Yeah, we got more on the way. We got more on the way, man. Definitely. I got more time now, so I'm working on a lot of new content, man. I'll talk about it another time, man. But we working on a lot of shit. We got one more thing left before we get out of here. We got this lady here. She says she may be fat, but it never gave ugly. She may be fat, but it never gave ugly. Let's check it out, man. 1 second. I got to turn the volume off because I'm catching copyrights left and right. Crazy. May be fat, but it never gave ugly. So you see, she gave a little 360 of where she at. Yeah, she thought she's showing it off. She thick, though. Yeah, she thick, though. She thick, though. She thick, though. Let's step in the comments, man. Black men in the comments.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
So someone put this meme of Squidward basically saying, sit on his face, black thirsty men. Fat does not equal ugly. I hope more people realize that. Cope. A sitting on the face meme. Okay. All right. No man deserves you.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
No man deserves you. And these women are going to take this validation and believe it and think they Lori Harvey out here. The black women do it to them and the black men. Look at these memes and gifs. A chair for sit on my face. Body T, like where the fuck is your waist? I'm not trying to come at her personally. We're here for the comments. Body coffee, tea ain't strong enough. Look at the gif. Look at the pictures. Mama, where you get them jeans from? You're why cavemen drew on walls. You built like a goddess. Fat wear fine shit, sis. I thought this was Lizzo. A man. These are the men.
No Diddy, you know.
These are the men. Men putting a pregnant picture there. Like, get me pregnant. These are the men of 2025.
No Diddy, you know.
A licking emoji. F-A-T. Fabulous, amazing, and T. Period. Body is everything, face is everything, Body stereotypes are so weird because I don't think this is fat. It's really giving authentic as fuck. I think this is top tier body shape.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Listen. Remember, anything I say, I'm going to bring the proof. I'm going to bring the proof. And that's why the community's going to stay fat. And America's going to stay fat, too, because white people do that shit to fat white women as well. So we're going to stay fat. We're going to stay fat. And I feel bad for the ladies because this is heavily, heavily promoted in the black community. I mean, this shit is sad, bro. This shit is sad. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Shit is insane, bro. Where we at in these comments, man? She got ass, though. Thirsty ninjas. God damn. Yo, Marty, why you kept on calling that girl in the video AI? That joint was funny as shit. Oh, I said it on the video because she had a crazy transformation. That joint, like, she used to be big, bruh. She used to be big. Like, it don't, you'd be like, well, hold up. No way that was you, bruh. Face fat and all that, but she did her thing. She doesn't really have an ass like that. Don't let those jeans fool you. I bet without those jeans, her ass look nasty as fuck. Oh, brother. Ninjas.
Ninjas.
Black men got to do better, man. Ninjas. I'm 35, been on and off with lifting since 24, but this year I've been focusing on building muscle a lot more now that I'm getting older. Absolutely. Face card never declined. Okay. Yeah, okay.
We do not care.
We don't care. He's still fat. Fat is fat. Ugly is ugly. Both are separate. Both are undesirable traits. Hey, yo. Joe Thomas dropping bombs on his first comment of the day. I saw a video of a black guy interviewing a fat Asian woman with a southern accent and lip injections, and the comment section was a bunch of dusty black dudes.
Ninjas.
Anything ratchet. Ninjas love. Anything ratchet, unhealthy, not the norm, detrimental to the community. Black men love it.
Ninjas.
Ninjas. Waist wear is fucking crazy. Ninjas.
Ninjas.
Let's see how she looks when she's 55. Ninjas don't think about their future.
Ninjas.
Waist. I missed that part. Yeah, they said what waist. And you know what Ray said.
Ninjas.
If she makes it to 55. Yep. Right. They don't think that weight going to take a toll on their health in a few years. Yep. That's what's up. Proud of AI, man. Yes, sir, man. Hey, look, it's crazy out here, man. Listen, don't believe the narratives. Don't believe the BS. Go against all of that. You know deep down, and they know deep down, you shouldn't be walking around with all that excess fat. And fat trainers know that shit. I couldn't watch the whole interview. The way that fat Asian woman was talking made my head hurt. Ninjas love it. Ninjas love any other race that sound like a black girl. But then complain about black girls talking like that. Ninjas would be like, yeah, man, black girls ratchet, man. They, you know, they not using proper English. Let a Hispanic chick talk like that. Oh, nope. Yeah, I need that. I need that.
Ninjas.
I'm just telling the truth. Let me know if I'm lying. Let me know if I'm lying, man. And, oh, man, listen, man, another fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. And before I go, man, again, lessbrunchesmorecrunches.com for the gear. I attach the gear to pretty much all the videos on YouTube, so you can buy directly from there, man. And I just started a new business, man. Well, we trying to start a new business, and I'll get it off the ground. But I'm working on my social media management company, man. So listen, if you need some help posting, you need some content ideas, you need some social media management help with DMs, comments, you know, you just hate social media, you hate posting, or you're just struggling to get off the ground, you need to holler at your boy. So we throwing that into the mix as well, man. And I, you know, I got some stuff I'm working on, and I think this is a great pivot, not pivot, but a great addition to what I already do. As an Hispanic white Indian or Arab woman speaking in Ebonics, and dudes want to fall in love. Crazy fire episode. Thank you, Devani DX. Aren't you the same one who keeps wishing mayhem and violence on a black city, and you claim you're helping? No, I want no crime in the city. The mayhem and violence is in the homicide rate. You ask me a political question, we're going to get political. I hang out in fucking Washington, D.C., went to school there, rode the metro. That shit is fucking crazy. I will want my kid to, nothing against my mom. I shouldn't have been on that fucking metro as a kid. I don't go out at nighttime in D.C. Rarely do, because it's dangerous. That's mayhem. What'd you say? Mayhem and violence. That's mayhem and violence. Sending the National Guard there to slow that shit down is not mayhem and violence. I've been in D.C. around the National Guard. They're not doing shit but walking around. And when there's a threat there, people are less likely to commit crimes in the presence of law enforcement. The fuck is wrong with y'all, bruh? God damn, and you in a JD program. You in a JD program. You supposed to be the smartest one on the podcast. You're the dumbest one on the podcast. That's a good idea, Chris. Appreciate that, Wicked. Sorry, y'all. I didn't mean to get political. But she came in here at the end of the episode saying some dumb shit. Anyway, another fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. And that's literally not taking a political stance. That's facts. If you weren't in a city where the National Guard was, then don't say shit. The National Guard ain't go to NYC, so you can't see it. I've seen that shit in real life. Do you not know the implication of the National Guard? Most are racist. Shut the fuck up, man. God damn, bruh. Like, shut the fuck up. What are you talking about? Most are racist. Who do you know in the National Guard? What National Guard you been around? The fuck are you talking about, bro? Like, yo, I ain't got time for that shit, bro. Marie, stop. Just stop. You make no sense and miss the point. Calling me dumb is crazy. You have no cooth. You came on here saying that shit, saying I'm promoting violence. The fuck? You don't come on here and tell me I'm promoting violence and then say I have no cooth when I respond with the same energy that you came on here with. Yo, people will come on here, disrespect you, and then when you disrespect back, I'm the bad guy. And nah, you came in here with that energy. You came in here. It's new people who come and watch the show all the time. I don't never disrespect them, but if you disrespect me, you getting disrespect back. Same with James Coppola, bitch ass. We was talking about fitness. The moment he started calling me a bitch boy and all this other shit, I need to write on crayons for you to respond. That's when I started cutting his ass up. That's why his bitch ass blocked me, because I was talking about his lopsided head. I didn't start off like that. What the fuck is wrong with you? Where y'all from, bro? Because if you from New York, you understand that. If you from New York, you understand that. I got family in New York. I got teammates in New York back in the day. I got friends in New York. That is a known thing. You don't disrespect, you won't get disrespected. Hottest fitness podcast out. You dig what I'm saying? You need to block Marie. Nah, I love when Marie come in here, because it shines a light on the idiots. We got to continue to spit the common sense to the idiots. I don't want to block the idiots. I want the idiots to come in here and off the fly. This is off the top. Put them in their place. You make an idiotic comment, you're going to get put in your idiotic place. I don't care if give a fuck about the JD program. The JD program ain't doing shit for your common sense, and it ain't doing shit for you in real life. The education system is clearly failing people because y'all too emotional and y'all don't use common sense. And you just make up shit without seeing shit. And National Guard is racist. It's literally black men in the National Guard walking around a black city in D.C. What the fuck are you talking about, racist? It's black National Guardsmen playing with black kids up at the Navy Yard in D.C. I seen it myself. The fuck are y'all talking about, bruh? If you only comment against C. Marty at the beginning and the end of the podcast. Exactly. You hear the troll. But it's cool, bro. It's cool. I think the podcast is great when I yell at somebody. So I love it. Don't watch the podcast. I don't know what you meant. Did you mean you're the joke there, Steph? Marie, bring the content. It's a great, and it's great sound bites too. And I'm gonna start chopping them sound bites up. But yeah, man. Anyway, another fire episode. Let's try this again. Another fire episode on the Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast. Yeah, Marie. Marie's like, dang, he's making too much sense, man. Go ahead and follow my social media, man. C. Marty Fit on Instagram. C. Marty Fit on TikTok. C. Marty Fit on X. C. Marty Fit on YouTube, where you're watching right now. Subscribe to the page, share with a friend. Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And listen, like I said, cop some gear. Less Bunches, More Crunches. C. Marty Media dropping soon. I'm letting y'all know now. C. Marty Media dropping soon, man. And listen, man. It's all love. If you need some coaching, if you need some help with nutrition, go ahead and holler at me too. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. We back here Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern for some more fire. Marie, I hope you here so I could cook your PhD ass again.
I'm a PhD.
And we going to see what else happens, man. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all on the next one. I'm out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you got to share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches. The illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.